You're listening to KNKX. Public safety is a top concern for many Burien residents. That's especially true after a pair of high-profile shootings. In March, the victims were two teenage girls. Then last month, a 51-year-old woman was killed at her desk at work. Police have arrested three teenage boys and believe they were aiming at a member of a rival gang. Burien police are ramping up patrols, but the department's chief, Ted Bow, is also thinking longer term. He spoke with KNKX South Sound reporter Will James.
This recent shooting comes a few months after two teenage girls were killed back in March. Is violent crime actually going up in Burien? Because that's the perception some people have when there are high-profile events like this.
There's two different things. One is you have to look at the overall trends, which are either stable or going down a little bit. But then you also have to look at the impact of these events. And you look specifically at the homicide rate that's going up, and largely tied to these organizations that are willing to commit acts of violence in our community. The two cases you mentioned are both acts of violence directly with links or ties to gang affiliation or gang behavior. There's been gangs in Burien for a long time. There's been gangs throughout the South Sound for a long time. They definitely go through periods of being more active and less active. They go through periods of being more violent and less violent as well, depending on who's most active in the gang and what the current feuds are within the gang culture and structure.
I covered the election in Burien last year, and I remember public safety was a huge issue at the time. There was a segment of the community who believed the city's and the county's so-called sanctuary city law, the policy that police don't go around asking people about their immigration status, sort of tied police officers' hands and made the city less safe. And I was wondering if you have been hearing from that segment of the community lately.
I haven't personally heard from that segment of the community. I will tell you, I disagree with the statement. I think that in order to be effective in providing safety in your community, providing law enforcement in your community, you have people to engage with your entire community. And that requires that you build trust within your entire community. I don't believe that is in our best interest for law enforcement to be engaged in immigration actions within the city.
To Burien residents who have been watching these high-profile events unfold in the news and are worried about it and worried about what's happening to their city, what is your message to them?
My message is we're working on it, that we're doing everything within our power to make Burien safe, that these are going to be community answers that are not going to be exclusively criminal justice answers. There's going to be answers to solving crime in the community that require all of us to come together. The school district, the community members, the police department, city leadership, we all have to be on the same page and we all have to be working together to solve these problems. You're not going to rest your way out of this problem. We have to do it together. It's really easy to look short term and get very reactionary to incidents in your community. And we have to take care of individual events within our community. We also have to look at what do we look like 2, 3, 5 years from now. And that's where you start looking at what programs actually deal with the underlying issues that are causing the violence. If you don't start looking long-term and addressing the underlying issues, we're just going to keep spinning our wheels. And that, to me, is what's exciting about Burien, is that we really have come together to say, how do we tackle the mental health or substance abuse issues that are causing some of this? How do we tackle the issues that are driving youth into gangs? And I couldn't think of a better place to be.
Ted Bow is Burien's police chief. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.